just exactly what happened Tuesday at noon when the saucer landed?
Well, I'll tell you the story from the beginning. It was about 11 o'clock Tuesday morning. And I was looking out my kitchen window and I heard this much, I didn't pay any attention to it. And all of a sudden, that huge thing settled down in my yard, and at first I didn't know if the roof came off of my house or what it was, you know.
Each one of them had a iron, like an iron fan.
land around them, you know, about 4 feet high, like a projection. On each side of those iron bands, there was a stabilizing cable or rope or something with a snap in it. These men standing there, they had rings in the side of their clothes or else a belt. I couldn't detect just what it was. It was snapping in when they got in the procedure, see?
Well, Mr. Simonton, when this one fellow motioned for water and you brought it out to him, were you frightened? Do you think, what did you think?
No, I wasn't scared. I didn't see it. What could he be scared of? He had no firearms and no weapons and nothing on him. And normal, so I gave it to him. I was friendly with him. He was friendly with me, so that was it.
Well, now, what about these pancakes? They gave you 3 of those?
They gave me 4 of them.
4 of them?
Yeah. I sent one in. Our county judge, Carter, sent one in to Washington for analysis.
But when did you notify Judge Carter about this?
Oh, that was about 8 before yesterday.
Well, you saw this saucer on Tuesday around noon.
But nobody would believe me.
Well, did you talk to other people before?
I talked to other people before I talked to Jeff Carter, yes.
And what did they say? What was their reaction?
They thought it was a big joke.
A big joke? What did Jeff Carter think?
Well, he belongs to this flying saucer club, but he didn't think it was a joke. Man, it looked almost like this place.
Uh-huh. He tended to believe your story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody's believing it now because I got the evidence.
Well, now, you say they sent one in to Washington for analysis. When did they send it?
I don't know where he sent it. You'd have to contact him.
What happened to the other 3?
I got them.
Have you eaten any of them?
I tasted the bite in Washington.
Like
a piece of cardboard, had no more flavor to it than nothing.
What's
the texture of them? They're very thin and they're porous. You hold them up to the light and they look like a grape pavette, if you know what that is. They're real thin and they're solid. There's no, no baking powder. Nothing to make them raise in there. Funny thing.
They didn't have no buttons, no metal, no lettering on
on this sighting, no figures, nothing. It was absolutely close. And it was the most dirty, brightest, balmiest thing that I ever seen in my life. I've seen a lot of bright things on cars and that, but this thing, I'll tell you, I can't see plain how bright it was. Now, that water jet that they gave me, it was a sandy. It was made out of the same, looked like the same material. It was bright inside and out. And it wasn't light as aluminum, and yet it didn't seem as heavy as steel. It wasn't too heavy, but it was made on a thermos pattern. You know what I mean? And while I was filling it, I was looking at it. It had a handle on each side of the top, like a big boss, you know? And the cork of it was metal also, and it just squeaked in. It just screw in. It was fastened to the jug by a flexible cable wire or something. It wasn't chained, you know, so it wouldn't lose weight as well. And I put the cork in, I gave him the water, and he gave me the sanity case, and he closed the hatch just right now, like that. That was it.
Well, was there any indication that they wanted to take off?
Oh, yes, they did.
Well, were you standing right there, or were you back in the house when the craft left the ground?
Oh, I was standing there, but I was maybe 20, 25 feet from it. I couldn't feel any draft, any breeze, nothing. I missed,
So what would you guess, what kind of propulsion pushed them off?
Man, I have no scientist. Raising up, looked like some kind of gravity propulsion, but when they took off, it took off with a flare.